Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then, the Clips of the Week, and we start with Jim White, who we're guessing was Bart Simpson'd.
You can text me at 81089. And just for Chris P. Bacon on Twitter, Jim White, blaming Brexit.
Yeah, there could be a Chris P. Bacon.
It's unlikely. It seems
there's a crispy duck on Fisherman's Blues.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's Mark Saggers and Ray Houghton now offering some insight into Euro 2020 qualifying.
Kazakhstan 0, Russia 3 now, Ray.
Yeah, it didn't sound much of a game, did it, really, by the sound of it? Yeah, couldn't bring much to the table there. Now, Fisherman's Blues now, and I always enjoy Nigel Botherway's show opener. It's usually a kind of famous quotation or one of those lovely slices of homespun philosophy.
Great,
So I wonder what uplifting start he's got for us today.
You weren't born to just pay bills and die.
Yeah, cheers, Nigel.
Thanks.
That's really giving me a lift. Well, I'm going to put the Lighthouse family back on instead. Dear me.
And why is it that Ray Parlour can't say the word fight?
Yeah, that's where you won the game, probably. But you had to go into the game with that sort of rivalry. And you can go back to the late 80s when, you know, there's a big fart on a pitch at Old Trafford.
He really struggles with that word, doesn't he?
Why?
Well, maybe for once he did mean that, because, you know, that can happen during a football match.
Does us a favour anyway.
Make it interesting, you are the ref. Now, here is what Quinny would call the classic time check Fox Paz by Ali McCoist on Breakfast.
Just going 8 o'clock. Fletch is coming with a sport.
It happens.
Yes. Well, I'm going right the way back to Dickie Davis.
Yeah, he's broken his duck there. Exactly. Well done, Ali. We've all done it at some point.
Dean Saunders now, discussing player changes that Ollie might make at United.
He can now start pointing the finger at some of the ones he wants to get rid of, and he's got the power to actually cut their legs off.
It's not good for the resale value.
It's probably not, really. I mean, I doubt if Ed Woodward's going to be massively impressed for that, because it's certainly going to make him harder to shift, I would think. Simon Jordan now, the future Prime Minister, of course, according to Neil Warnock, who just occasionally likes to communicate via the medium of Morse code.
But it kind of, those sort of things make you believe that Cardiff just don't have the luck.
Mayday. Yeah.
He saved the ship. It's fantastic. Yeah, 2-in-1 that was. Brilliant.
Back to Fisherman's Blues now. And Nigel had news of a fishing show where you could buy a new book.
If you go to the big one today at Farnborough, you'll be able to buy a copy and get it signed by Jeremy. If you're not going to the big one, and again, you don't want to wait till May, if you go to the other big one...
What do you mean the other big one? There can only be one big one.
How many big ones
can there be? You can't have two big ones, can you? The big 1-2 or the big two.
The big 1-2.
The big one, anyway.
That's
my point, anyway. You can't have two big ones.
Yeah.
It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, this was a guest on our show yesterday. Joining us now, Scottish football broadcaster David Tanner. Hi, David.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Andy. Good to have you on.
Good to have you on. Isn't it our show?
It's our show.
Carry on. A bit carried away, himself.
Yeah, I do like that.
Maybe
one.
Actually, that is interesting. The gaffer's come in to watch, and there's a bloke in a uniform with two cardboard boxes. And I did see David Tanner in a meeting earlier on, shaking hands.
Hello, David.
Yeah, hello, David. Thanks for. So maybe he's gone 25
hours
too early.
In the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. Okay.
It's me, and it's back to Jim White, chatting to former Rochdale midfielder Joe Thompson.
And you were scouted by Manchester United.
Yeah.
What, you were born in Bath, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, was that when you were down here, or was that when you were just a young kid?
Very young, I would imagine.
Baby, I would have said.
Yeah, very unlikely.
So were you born as a young... Yeah, no, I think what he meant was...
Yeah, it's, of course, we know what he meant.
We know what he meant, but let's not stop just doing that before. Course, this is Goffey describing his nightly routine.
When you're watching, so I don't want the TV on because it wake everybody up. Mm-hmm. So I stick the earphones on, get a little iPad out, get the old Netflix on, and how's your father?
Is it Bob's your uncle? Although actually, some of the stuff on Netflix, yeah. How's your father might actually work, won't it? Really?
Possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Ray Parler again with a country and manager combo.
Yeah.
Was that all Hayden not in situation?
Well, you can't even play San Marino.
Yeah,
you
know, just got to win again.
San Marino.
That's yeah, great, this, it could be Jose's long lost son. And just one more from Jim White with a competition entrant earlier today.
Are you ready to play Sports Crazy Sports Fact, Adam?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I like you.
Bit creepy, Jim.
What's really
a little bit creepy. And finally, Andy.
And finally. If you own a pub, just pray Nigel Botherway pops in sometime soon.
I paid 16 quid for a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
16 quid for a pint of Guinness. So if you see Nigel coming, I think he was in Scandinavia. I think he may have been in Iceland.
Even in Norway. You know, he was in Norway, but 16 quid
for you're not aware of this, Andy?
Well, oh. 8 quid, I would have thought.
Oh, no.
16 8 quid.
Yeah, he's not joking. Frightening me, that is the case. So, there we are.
I'm not going to the Norway Jump meeting.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, they're equivalent
to the Oslo Festival.
Imagine Alan, he'd bankrupt us, wouldn't he? So, there we are. Thank you to Martin Hearn, Tim Bailey, Ruthless, David Clark, Alex McLean, Wardy, Roger in Durham, Glyn Berrington, Chris Kieran, Arnold Anderson, Pat and the Sultan. They all suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSH&J. There's TSHANDJ. We'll need a day and a time when you heard it so we can listen back. And if it makes the final cut, then you will get a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.